Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Here we are, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
myself, Tamara Judge.
Well, I can tell you this much. We are going to recap these episodes next week, but I dedicated some time yesterday to watch all three girls' trips.
Yeah.
I got to say this. Had I watched those three girls trips prior to having Candace on, I would have had a lot more questions.
About her or about other girls?
It's a lot. It is a lot.
Really?
Let's just, I don't want to give too much away because I know that you guys are all just slowly watching, but it's very intense. Like, you know how on your girls' trip and the one that Kyle was on?
Yeah.
There's like a good amount of laughter.
Right?
No.
But I haven't obviously watched it, but I'm sure it visually looks beautiful because they're
Gosh. Thailand looks incredible. But I mean, these girls came in like with their like claws filed.
But does it feel like it's overly done, like they were trying too hard?
It feels like, I guess, because on the other ones there was kind of relationships before, these are all like fresh or people currently fighting.
Oh god,
you know what I mean? Because we've got Candace and Giselle.
Do you think there's more fighting in this one than any other one so far?
Yeah,
because I feel like when Ultimate Girls Trip started, just almost like Housewives did, you know, it's like the relationships and building friendships and all that. And now, like, as each one premieres, it's more like just a housewife show. Everyone's screaming and yelling and fighting.
But you guys, you have to tune in and watch. It is.
Oh my gosh. So we're going to recap on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, we'll recap that on Tuesday. Today we're going to do Jersey. We're going to do headlines, of course, Jersey and Miami. And then we go to Vegas tomorrow where we do a special episode with some men that we love. And then we have
a surprise guest.
A surprise Orange County housewife.
Yes, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. I always love those 24-hour trips to Vegas. So fly out tomorrow, get in, do our thing, fly out in the morning.
And if you guys, I'm staying an extra day because my dad's there and my brother and everybody. But if you guys are at the Wynn, we will be at the studio that you can see from the lobby. So if you go to where they do
recording podcasting and broadcasting
and whatever, you can see us through the window. You won't be able to hear us, but you'll be able to see us. I'm sure you can figure out our words.
It's like Good Morning America, right?
Yeah.
Is that the one where they stand behind the glass in New York? And
yeah, that's us. That'll be us, except we're just, you know, being shady. Speaking of, I feel like we need to start this episode with a little bit of Vanderpump Rules.
I mean, how can we not? I mean, I will say it is dying down on Instagram, but as soon as somebody says one thing, it all sparks back up. Now, I saw that Jax and Brittany are on Watch What Happens Live. Now, is this totally re-sparked their career?
Well, they just dropped it. They're having a podcast. I think the fact that Andy's having them on Watch What Happens Live for the first time, I wouldn't be shocked if some past people end up going back.
No.
But, yeah.
Don't make it happen. No.
I feel like why else? I think they're, you know, how Watch What Happens Live, like they kind of gauge what happens.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
But because they were launching a podcast, they had already booked being on Watch What Happens Live.
Well,
maybe.
That as well. But I do think they had a lot of, you know, tea to spill and they had a lot of shit to talk. But we have to break down the trailer.
Yes, that was a very interesting trailer. And the fact that they had recent, like, was that Ariana he was kissing or was that
Rachel?
Let's call it Rachel.
Or was that Rachel? Well, first off, the reunion's filming today.
I know.
So before we even get into the trailer, we have to talk about the TMZ from yesterday. I know that we're going out of order, but
yes, you are. Thank you for that.
They get
Rachel, Raquel, whatever her name is, sitting. It looks so staged.
I mean, sitting outside.
Where was she at?
The nail place, Blush. It's on like 3rd Street.
Is that a place where paparazzi hang out? Do a lot of famous people get their nails done? Did she know what she was doing?
Did it look like a lot of famous people get their nails done there?
She looked like she was in the alley to me.
Yes. She obviously, you know, she had her hoodie on. She had her glasses on. And I mean, the paparazzi did her dirty because all the pictures they took of her, like walking to her car, there's like one with a puff of vape coming out. There's another where she's like.
Yeah.
But they start asking her questions. But the part that was so bizarre to me was she was smiling during the entire thing. Like,
I just cannot figure this girl out at all. Of course, I just started watching, so I don't really know a lot about her back history, but it doesn't really seem like she has one iota of remorse for what has gone on.
Well, she says that her and Tom's relationship started out as a friendship and grew from there. She said that Tom Schwartz did not know. Bullshit. In my opinion.
And she did not have a threesome with Ariana and Tom. Now, how did that get thrown out there if that has never happened?
I don't know.
I feel like that's bullshit too, but we will find out, I'm sure, at the reunion.
She said she talked on the phone to Ariana and apologized via text, but it wasn't received very well.
Shocking.
She also said that she has a permanent scar on her eyebrow, but I don't know that you know that a scar is permanent after 3 weeks.
No, you don't. You do not.
And where she felt the need to like show it. But this is the part that is a little confusing to me. I feel like Rachel is getting a lot of the heat. What about Tom?
Oh, I'm sure Tom is personally getting a lot of heat. but he's been keeping his mouth shut, as he should.
He's been hiding out, keeping his mouth shut. But obviously, you know, the fact that Raquel and Sheena will both be at the reunion is pretty huge, because we saw those reports saying that they would not be.
Yeah.
But they have to be kept 100 yards apart. How far is 100 yards?
I don't know.
Does anyone have that has brains?
Alexa,
on this?
How far is 100 yards? How many feet? 300 feet. Thank you.
I love that you think that cleared it up for me, the amount of distance.
It's 300 feet.
I don't know what 300 feet is. Is that like a football field?
It's a lot. I don't know how they're going to do it. What is she going to be in the building across the street?
Or like a random chair. There's most definitely not going to be on the Miami couch where they're all squeezed.
So you read that they have to be 300 feet apart?
Yeah, that they have to remain. They have to follow the restraining order rules, but they're both going to be there. But I also read, this could be a rumor, I read it on No Filter with Zach.
Oh, that, it's got to be true.
Oh, 300 feet is 120 steps. That's not that far.
120 steps? That's far.
Thinking that we take 10,000 steps a day.
It cannot be in the same room.
Well, maybe my guess is she's solely going to go on with Andy and Tom. I don't think that they're going to, I don't think she's going to fully do the thing. My guess is she's going to get a little special the same way that Robin got with
Juan. Well, I think it's ridiculous that she filed a temporary restraining order. I think it was just her way of getting out of going to the reunion.
Okay. So now we got to break down the trailer. Okay.
Okay.
Starts off positive. Sheena getting married. And then we see that the space that Katie and Ariana were looking for the sandwich shop, you see the Toms panicking that those two will open their sandwich shop before they do. Sheena joking to Rachel. It's just going to be Rachel now.
It's Rachel.
Sheena joking to Rachel that she's the homewrecker now. Tom Schwartz and Rachel's kiss. James saying he wants to the shit out of Rachel. And Allie walking away and saying, you guys are disgusting. That part, I don't know who he's talking about. Is it Tom?
Yeah, I feel like that was a little slice of editing right there.
Then Lala
Tom saying him having sex 4 times a year. And Ariana saying, I can't have sex with somebody who feels like a stranger. That was like, oh my God.
Well, I feel like he's just so into himself. And like,
oh, you think?
Well, I just read the Kelly Ripa or heard the Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelo's thing where like the difference between intimacy and sex and like a lot of men don't actually know the difference. And I would assume that Ariana wanted some part of intimacy and Tom was more of just like a get it in type guy.
Get it in, get it out.
But then Lala telling Allie, I want you to know what you signed up for. And then James asking Lala, should I ask Allie to marry me? Then they pan to like a voiceover of Allie saying, I prefer it when you don't drink. And then him drinking. Then we get new footage of Sheena in a bucket hat at Ariana saying, this is a full blown love affair. And that she had so much rage in her and she starts crying. And then Tom and Ariana's argument where Tom said, I wish we both would have tried harder. And Ariana says, you don't deserve one effing tear of mine. Lala saying she saw them both at the Abbey. Raquel says, I don't regret our relationship. Sheena back to crying about the rage. Then we've got footage with ominous music and multiple shots of Sandoval crying. They show Ariana screaming, Rocket! And then Vanderpump saying, you learn to deal with your problems. With everybody looking sad, except for Raquel, who is smirking and smiling. We also see Ariana naked in a pool. And then the final scene, which is a little bit chilling, but I also felt like it was a little bit staged. It was like too perfect. Tom goes, do you want anything in the kitchen? And Ariana just goes, for you to die.
Oh, well, when you're that upset and broke, I don't think it's staged. I think it's a true feeling. And then Andy also teases the second half on Instagram. I'm speaking as a fan. I have nothing to do with the show besides hosting the reunion. I will say without exaggeration, the second half of the season is some of the best TV I've seen on Bravo. So I'm sure it is. Think about the situation and them going back and filming. I can only
and
imagine.
And what about
they
how
had to re-edit they were, the whole show?
How about how they were able to get a mid-season trailer out within 2 weeks?
I know. Where's our trailer? Why does OC have a trailer?
I know.
Okay, sorry. I'm just speculating, but I'm thinking now that the Ultimate Girls Trip is out. They're going to have a week or so to get out there, buzz about them. OC trailer is going to come next.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, I wrote, so I guess Gina did a knockoff of my, the meme that everybody made for me, which is like when I was waiting on Dorit and I'm like taking the sips and they use that music that like,
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. About waiting for that. That was cute.
Yeah. So I commented, does this mean the trailer's coming in 54 minutes? Because that's Bravo just did these eyes. So maybe it's 54 something. Maybe it's 54 days.
It better not be 54 days. No, it has to be coming soon. I mean,
five days and four minutes.
I mean, it feels like 84 years. But I mean, all of us within the cast are like, what is going on? Like, this has never happened before. They told us when it's going to come out and when the air date is early on. Like, what is going on? What is the problem?
I don't know, but it's obviously infiltrating my brain because I had a dream last night after I had my Venus CBD gummy to fall asleep at midnight, which may be why I'm still, because I took it so late. I'm feeling a little loose in the legs this morning.
Did you take one or a half?
I took a full.
Yeah.
So I'm like a little woo. But I had a dream that you and I went house hunting to get me a new house in Orange County.
Oh, really? You're being
honest. Because I was joining next season and I had a huge fight with Taylor. I don't understand. Like, why it just.
You got housewives on the brain.
Why are they creeping into my dreams? Like, it was a nasty fight with Taylor, like, beyond. And then things happened with
Gina.
Well,
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
I just.
Wait, you had a lot of details in this dream.
Well, because I woke up thinking it was real life. Like, I was like, shit, I said yes to this? Seems like a big move for my family.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. But yeah, that was my dream.
Oh, my God.
The next
Ariana lands a role in the Lifetime movie after the Bravo cheating scandal has happened. Vanderpump Rules, Ariana Maddox is continuing to focus on her acting career. Was she an actress?
They were all aspiring actors. Yeah.
Surrounding the cheating scandal involved in Bravo unscripted series, Lifetime announced Wednesday that Maddox will star alongside Megan Good in the network's movie Buying Back My Daughter. So, I mean, that's
congratulations
on that. I hope
also congratulations to the Vibrator Place that was smart enough to book her. For the day before the reunion, you know you're smart with your ads when someone's just been cheated on.
Yep.
They are having the reunion next day and they got you to post that vibrator ad that we all have at this point, which I have
remember
probably
you gave me,
learned.
You gave me
I gave you crap for using.
Yeah.
Well, because I tried it and it was actually hurt me.
Well, I'm not going to even touch that. Okay.
Anyways, moving on.
I can't even. In fact,
I know. I feel like I used it wrong.
Clearly.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to Housewives. Okay, so the next thing is Melissa Gorga claims Teresa got her forehead lengthened.
Okay, this is a dick move. This is a dick move. I don't even know that you can do that. Can you get your?
Well, I mean, you can get your.
You
I mean,
can get
people...
it. Does that mean laser? Like, she doesn't mean like surgically. Like, maybe you can laser. I know that I've heard the Kardashians possibly did that where they lasered back their hairline.
I mean, could you imagine if I were to do that to mine? Look how big my forehead looks, especially today with my hair up. I would have a 7 head.
That's
right
how
now,
I am.
A 5 head. Let me see. You're not 5. I think you're 4.
No, mine goes back. I have like that old man where it goes way back.
Oh, you have recede?
Recede.
Edwin has that right there.
Oh, I hate it. My girls have it. My mom has it. My grandmother had it. I would like to put plugs in right there if I could.
Well, I actually...
What can I do? Microblading or something?
They do now like is it PRP or something? They like inject it in here to get your hair to grow. But no, every time I go to the nail salon and I get them to like wax my eyebrows or whatever, they'll be like, do you want us to take off the widow's peak? And I'm like, no! So then I have like 4 little random like strands of hair.
Have you tried it before?
Absolutely not. Like, I'm fine with my widow's peak.
So yeah. I have one hair that's kind of out of my hairline in the mid, like right close to my hairline, but it's like a hair that grows and I always pluck it out.
Is it like is it goat hair material? Like the one
goat
right
hair?
Here?
No. It's not whiskers. It's like just a hair that's kind of fallen off the track that was left behind. Left behind.
But either way, it's like, you guys have all of us have done a bunch of shit. Like even watching Jen Fessler on Watch What Happens Live last night. And he's like, so what have you done? And she's like, well, I got a facelift and a nose job.
She did tell me that when I met her. And I'm telling you, she looks amazing and super thin.
Well, she also admitted, she said, I have been taking peptides, which you guys know what that means. And then he's like, Ozempic? And she did not confirm or deny, but clearly.
So she told me, since she said that, she told me she's not on Ozempic, but there is a peptide form that's similar to Ozempic that's used just for weight loss. It's not used for diabetes as well. So I think there's a few of them that are out there, but I would feel like that would be a little bit safer than the diabetic one, because then you're messing with your sugar levels and stuff, I would imagine.
Then Teresa confirms relationship with brother is over. He's an actor.
This is just getting so dirty between them.
I
can't
even
imagine what the reunion's
dirty.
Gonna be like.
I don't care if they are used or brand new pajamas. What Louis said, this is the next article, that Louis wore her late father's pajamas. And even if they're new and they're ones he never wore, the way he said it was so.
Yeah, it didn't come across very well. And then Teresa did jump to his side and basically said that, you know, it's a definitely coming from an endearing place. I love him even more for that.
And then she clarified they weren't his used pajamas.
Well, I don't care if they were his used pajamas. If they're new or used, I don't really care. But it's just kind of a weird thing to say to, you know, you're wearing Joey's dad's pants.
Yeah, it's one thing to
say. It's just like, why would you say that? That's like, I would lose my shit.
But what, it's one thing if Teresa was wearing the jammies.
Right. But this is, he's saying it to, you know, Joey, which that's his dad.
But also on the
poll last night. If anybody should be wearing them, Joey should be wearing them.
Yeah. But I, the part that was weird, there was a poll last night and everybody asked if they thought that Teresa should have invited Melissa's family. And it was 80, I think it was 86. Don't get mad at me, guys, if I have the numbers wrong. I blame Venus.
So it was high.
Lights out.
It was high.
It was 86-ish% of people thought that she should have invited. Okay.
By the way, guys, you know there's a code for Vina twats. You can use that and get percentage off. So.
Oh, very good. To know.
Lights out all the time.
And also, we are over at All In by Teddy. We are offering a Easter giveaway, so you will get $200 off. Go to allinbyteddy.com. Sign up for the 2-week jumpstart. $200 off is a huge amount, so make sure to take advantage.
No, I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Now, when you do the All In, I'm not. We've never really sat down and talked about what you do. So, is it food? Is, I know it's accountability, but you talk to them, text them, talk with them every day.
It's everything's on text message.
They have to show their food, things like that.
Yeah. So every client has different goals. So like some client may be, you know, I've never worked out a day in my life and I want to start moving my body, or I have no idea how to grocery shop or cook or do whatever, or I'm just feeling really down and my mental health is struggling, or I have postpartum depression. We're your support system, but we go off what your personal goals are and then we hold you accountable to them.
And it really works. I mean, it really, really works. We just being held accountable. Like even if you know you have a photo shoot in a week, you hold yourself accountable because you know you have to put on that tight dress or whatever it is. When you have somebody that you have to weigh in front of, and I know that because we did, when we had the gym, we had like a 21-day jumpstart. We did it over Facebook. So we had to communicate and everybody's got to post their meals and all that stuff. And when you are held accountable, you're especially if you have to step on that scale.
Well, that's the thing. We do have an option where you do not have to step on the scale. So there's some people that a scale can be triggering for.
Yeah.
For me, for example, it's not like I step on the scale once a week, actually on Wednesdays, just to kind of see where I am.
It's just like a check, a body check.
Yeah, just to check. Because if not, I know I go the opposite way. Like I will just, if I don't do a little check in with myself, then I'm like, yep, more pizza, more this, more junk, more drinking, more, but you know, like I'm an all or nothing type person. So I just do it for a little check to also see kind of what works with my body and what doesn't. But we have options where you do not have to weigh in if the scale is something that is frightening to you or brings up past stuff. Yeah. But you guys, I still use accountability. I had to text my team today and say, hey guys, after the podcast, someone, you know, make sure that I send in proof of my body movement today because I am exhausted.
Okay, I'm going to need you to text me everything you eat, and I'll text you everything I eat and what workout I do for a whole day.
All right. When should we do it? Tomorrow?
Well, not tomorrow. We're going to Vegas.
Well, shit. We'll do it Monday, guys.
Monday.
We'll post it here.
Yeah.
Okay. This is actually a good headline.
A good housewife headline.
Martina reveals she is cancer-free after throat and breast diagnosis. This is huge.
It's
incredible
huge.
News. I'm so excited for them. Julia, I think probably is just like, oh.
I know.
And that's amazing news.
I mean, for us, it seems like, she beat it pretty quickly, but I think when you're in the heat of things, and I don't know if she had to do chemo, radiation, what she had to do, but going through that process seems like forever. So I'm sure that they are just so excited.
Yeah.
The next one. Caroline Manzo breaks silence on early Real House Ultimate Girls Trip exit. I was going back with the highest hopes. So does that mean she's not coming back to any other show on Bravo again?
Yeah, I think she's done.
Caroline Manzo is speaking out publicly after her early departure from season 4 of Peacock's The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. I can't say much, only because it's not good for my headspace. But it took a lot for me to go back on the Housewife show, Manzo said on New York Live while promoting her Food, Love, and Chaos cooking show. Oh, she's got a new show? I was going back with the best of intentions, with the highest hopes to do something fun. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for me that way, she continued. I came home early, and at this point, I just truly don't have the space in my head to talk about it. So Okay.
So I'd rather not, but I would imagine it would unfold in the series. And I think it will. I just wonder how long until that series is going to be released.
Well, it takes a long time. Now, we filmed in September, October, November, December, January, 10 months before we aired. So,
okay.
I mean, I know that when they went, the season's out now, season 3, I remember them filming when we had Cut Fitness, and we haven't had Cut Fitness for, I think, a good 6 months. So.
Well, no, I realized they started, now that I've watched, they started filming 2 days after Jen Shah pled guilty.
They hadn't even filmed
the reunion of Salt Lake City yet.
So
you can only imagine the Heather and Whitney shit show of a situation.
It's a very long turnaround.
Well, let's take a little break and we will come back to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, we are back. It starts out with Danielle tells Rachel that Margaret's friend Laura, which they pan to a picture of Laura, said Margaret drops a bomb on everybody and has an arsenal of stuff on women. Rachel's confused why Danielle is reading so much into this. Okay, first question is, if they're going to show Laura and talk about her so much, why isn't she on the show?
You know, I'm tired of hearing about Laura. It's like, what is the point? We don't see her. We don't see her side of the story. Nobody really cares. It's a shit-talking friend is what it sounds like. I cannot stand ex-friends that want to move forward because I've had it happen to me and just spew a bunch of freaking disgusting lies to try to hurt that person. Now, I don't...
And if they are going to, bring them on the damn show and let's decide what we think about Laura. But I can't make a decision about Laura from one freaking photo.
Yeah, and this takes me to the Danielle brother story. Now, everybody is jumped to conclusions that there must be more to the story, which it's really strange. Like they're digging at the bottom of the barrel to come up with some kind of storyline. Unless Danielle's brother is going to be seen on the show.
I'm going to tell
because
you
why
this.
Are we talking about something that nobody knows? Nobody's digging up Jackie's sisters, you know, the issue between them. They haven't talked in decades, she said.
So right, now but Jackie has always been straightforward about that they've had consistent issues throughout the years and blah blah blah.
What did Danielle say that people are like, oh my god, we need to know more?
All she said was he was making fun of her Instagram, so she blocked him, and then that was the end of their relationship.
I think that Jackie's being a complete hypocrite because nobody's talking about her relationship with her sister, but yet she wants to know more about Danielle's broken relationship with her brother.
I think that Jackie is doing what she needs to do to try to be on the show.
She's stirring the pot.
But I can say, I know we're skipping way down to the end of the episode, but let's just get Danielle out of the way. The way that Danielle handled when people were talking about her really rubbed me the wrong way. Get up and talk to them and handle it.
What bothered you?
It bothered me that she was just like, whatever, like, come here. But like, I thought,
oh, she was basically saying like, I hear my name. And when she did that,
then she got so furious, she left. Like, no, that's not what the freaking show's about. Get up and talk to them about it. Have a conversation, leaving and not having the conversation and then making the other girls go with you. No, there was a lot more drunk things that Jen Aiden had to do that night. And I don't appreciate you ending it early because you didn't want to handle the confrontation. Danielle's
on your nerves. Okay, well, that's okay. You're a good housewife if you love them and hate them each week, right?
Yes, she was one of my faves. Okay, but we have to get back to Teresa's upset that Melissa and Joe didn't invite her to stay at the Shore House. But then she says she's actually never stayed at the Shore House. And one time, one of her daughters wanted to stay there and Melissa said no. Which I was like,
maybe it was rented or something. Who knows why she said no? I feel like we don't always get the entire story with Teresa.
Shouldn't we get to know why she said no? Like, I want to know why. But also, then they pan to everybody's Shore Houses and Jen Aiden. You know that I'm doing my best to ride for you, but like having your cast portrait framed in your
home, I didn't even see that.
On your dresser is a whole level of meta narcissism. Yes. I cannot. Also, not to be a complete douche lord, but I'm frugal. I don't want to be keeping people's sheets.
No, God, no.
The furniture, but the sheets.
So to keep it straight, Melissa has a Shore House. Rachel has a Shore House. Jennifer has a Shore townhome. So Melissa, the Gorgas, had Margaret and Jackie and their significant others. And Rachel had Jen, her husband, Dolores. Dolores was by herself. And then Frank, doesn't Frank have a Shore House
Frank
as well?
Frank has a Shore House that Dolores normally stays in.
And then Jennifer in her townhouse has Teresa, Louie, and Danielle and her husband. I don't know.
If I was going to pick a Shore House to stay in, Jen Aiden's may be more expensive because it's right on the boardwalk, but it truly looks like they could be like selling funnel cakes
on the water. Melissa's is on the water. I'd rather be on the water.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to be at Jen Aiden's selling funnel cakes.
Oh, I thought you said hers was on the water.
No, hers was on the boardwalk. So I'm sure it is expensive, but like when they showed the rooms, I was like having PTSD of like the first time they showed my beach house before we renovated it.
It looks super cool though, but I'm like,
Jen Aiden's?
No, I mean, just having like Melissa's. I think
Melissa's
so
looked
cool.
Incredible.
So
I
attempted to get on realtors.com just to see like what a house goes for over there. And then I put Jersey Shore. Nothing comes up under Jersey Shore. So I'm like, I'll investigate this later because I don't know what city that is in Jersey.
Oh yeah, we'll have to look into it. We should go to the Jersey Shore.
We should. Let's go to the Jersey Shore. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
But how about when Teresa tells Jen she's going to go simple for her wedding day and Jen says, you're always simple. You need to go extra, extra. Plus Louis's pain. Do you think that Jen is responsible for Teresa's wedding hair?
I don't think anyone is responsible for that mess. But I do think that those jewelry items were borrowed and whoever that jeweler is did that because he wanted press.
I borrowed jewelry for my wedding.
I always borrow jewelry, but don't say that Louis's paying. Like Louis's not buying those earrings for you to wear on your wedding.
Let's,
no, but she said she wanted to go
insult our intelligence. That wasn't Teresa. That
but
was
I don't think. But I don't think she said that.
No, she said Louis paying. So for, go big.
For, okay.
But Louis not paying. No one's paying for, you know, when you're on the show and you get jewelry, most of the time it is a loan or gifted to give press to whomever. But maybe that is Janaden's relative, because I remember in a past episode.
I think she kind of said something like that.
Could be.
Might have been.
Then we get back into Jackie bringing up Danielle, and then she calls her the clearance aisle Snooki.
Snooki. Oh,
those
damn.
Those who don't like each other.
Those are fighting words.
Clearance aisle Snooki. Okay.
Yeah, they do not like each other.
Then we get back into the inviting of to people to Teresa's wedding. And listen, as someone who loves to hold a grudge, like I love to hold a grudge, I wouldn't be inviting.
Nobody's worth holding a grudge to me.
But I wouldn't be in
the headspace.
But I wouldn't be interested in inviting people bashing me on Twitter. I mean, that would take everybody off the list.
Okay, but my
point is, tweets from 10 years
ago. Years ago.
The reason?
Right.
10 years?
And then there was a lot of nice tweets after that.
I don't know. The whole thing kind of makes me sad. Yeah.
You know what made me happy is to see Jen's husband helping her put her shoes on and telling her she looked gorgeous.
And then both of them, well, this is what's surprising to me. They both seemed like they were like in the black, super hammered. Obviously, Bill was. I mean, I would be hammered with just one of those, whatever, when they were pouring both alcohols into my mouth.
Oh my God, the shots these guys how do, and even girl, I don't know how they survive.
I mean,
I'd be on the ground.
If they did that to Edwin in Beverly Hills, like, I don't know what would have come out of his mouth or what he would have done. Like, I've never seen Edwin drink like
Same-sies.
That.
Yep.
Like, I would be petrified. But Jen, all of a sudden, she seemed really hammered, like, wandering around. But then when Jackie said to her, hey, are you good to talk? All of a sudden, she was completely fine to talk.
So you think she was acting a little bit?
No, but I think that like she pulled her shit together. She was like, I'm here to do a job. I got it. It made me appreciate her. And yeah. she made sense
in the conversation.
I appreciate
Jen Aiden. Like she can be an ass once in a while, like I said. But I think
what about how Marge?
I like an ass.
But Marge's judgment of Jen Aiden's drinking and marijuana use kind of feels like a little bit of projection, especially from someone who drinks a gallon of Snickers coffee.
Yeah, but Margaret doesn't drink alcohol.
I know, but obviously there's a reason why.
I think I asked her once and I don't
she
think
doesn't like it
why.
Or whatever.
She doesn't like it. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I
like
I mean Margaret was definitely working overtime on this episode.
Yeah.
Margaret
was working overtime.
Yeah, she went right in there to be like, are you trying to talk shit about me?
Yeah. I can also say this. I would rather watch an entire episode of axe throwing therapists than have to watch another house husband get their chest waxed.
I thought it was kind of funny and painful at the same time. I'm like, oh my God, he is a trooper for doing that. That's the kind of shit that happens when you're doing shots.
When you're not doing shots, you're just doing double. Then what is your
all these shots? What can go wrong?
And then what is your thoughts on Jen Aiden telling the cigar guy it tastes like shit?
Oh, I think cigars are disgusting. I have a couple questions.
Okay.
What were your thoughts on the mountain of meat? Did you see that?
Disgusting.
That was so gross. I'm like, that is the most disgusting display of meat I've ever seen. Ever. But they also had Gorga with made out of bread.
I mean, all in all, I thought the party was interesting. When the dancers came out, and Joe was like, I'm gonna get some tonight. And it's like doing that Melissa, and then he's like, am I allowed to check her? Like all of that was a little bit cringe to me. That's
cringe. If Eddie ever says that, like, oh, we're gonna get it on, I'm like, ew. Stop.
No, like, we don't need to talk about
this
it.
This is who I need to get on is Brittany and Frank, because I'm seriously afraid if Brittany doesn't get cast for next season, Frank's just going to fizzle out because he's not that close to Dolores anymore.
So I know. That actually was what I was just lost my train of thought and I was trying to think about. What is your thoughts on the Frank and Dolores situation? I don't think what Dolores is doing is terrible. She's setting her boundaries, but right. I do think Polly is going to need to start showing up.
The dude had a heart procedure. They're not really talking about it either. So like, I'm trying to like, just from what I know from Eddie's heart procedure, I'm like, it sounds like he had an ablation. Mm-hmm. And cause he says the spots. So they go in through your veins to do that. But yet if it was 2 weeks ago, he would have been okay to go to the party.
But also remember, he didn't go to the guy's dinner. I don't mind a guy that doesn't want to be on the show.
He's just a boyfriend right now. So we're just lucky he's showing up, because a lot of guys are like, hell no, you don't get paid, I'm not going to show up. Like, I don't know. I want to know who bought Frank's number one dad necklace.
But Brittany said that she was even bummed that Dolores wasn't staying at their house.
I know. And then Dolores is like, Frank just feels sorry for himself. He has a hot blonde with him. He just needs to stop. And then Frank's like, you need to fix things. I'm like, if I was Brittany, I would start getting annoyed with Frank. Like, dude, we're in a relationship. Like, why are you so concerned?
Like, be happy with just me.
Why are you so concerned with Dolores?
And not to throw Frank under the bus, because we love Frank.
Well, I love you, Frank, but we need to talk.
But like, do you think Frank's doing that because he wants to just make sure he's continuously on the show?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Like what ties does he have?
I need to know if Frank gets paid.
No, we checked. Remember, the house husbands don't get paid.
I know they don't, but it's a unique situation with Frank. He's not involved with anybody on the show. He's Dolores's ex. So when you're married, you know, you have a.
But no, because she's never had a guy that will show up.
Well, now she does.
Now she does.
So what's Frankie going to do?
He's the comedic relief, I think. But then they need Brittany in. So Brittany, I feel like Brittany could get into the mix a little bit more, because
I do too.
I think the Rachel and Danielle have some work to do. Right now, they're still at that beginning first season kind of situation where they're like thinking they're above the drama, which also bugs me, where you think like, why can't we just have fun today? Because that's not what this show's fucking
about.
That's
not what's going to happen. I hope no drama happens. Jen Fessler saying Teresa's not invited. Teresa's family's not invited to the wedding was probably just an oversight. And then Teresa explains that their family has come after her. That was like 10 years ago. We talked about that. But then when Louis says he went up to, who'd he go up to? He went up to somebody and was
somebody
like,
in Melissa's family. Yeah.
Melissa's mom, I think.
Yeah.
And said like, why aren't you, don't blame me. Don't blame me. And I'm like, seriously, you're going to say that? Way to back up your fiance, to make her look like she's the one that's not letting you,
but also inviting you. You invited Margaret's mother.
I know. So it's like, I'm sorry about the wedding. Don't hold it against me. It's like Louis wants to be friends with everybody. He's trying to straddle
the fence, but like either be a douchebag or be, the voice of reason, but you can't really do both. I feel like he's playing to the audience.
Yeah, I do too. But I feel like Teresa, it didn't sit well with Teresa when he said that, basically you went behind my back to talk to Donna. And, then I think Teresa said, if you want to invite her, go invite her. And then Louis like ran out to try to find her.
Well, I don't know.
Louis wants to make everybody happy. He's a people
pleaser. Wants to make everybody happy, because when they get pissed, I think potentially we may see a very different side of Louis. We haven't figured out what Louis's trigger is, but something. Mm-hmm. Nobody is that happy all the time. Nobody's like that. Like,
I know.
As my husband likes to say it, he's like, the girls that have like those really chipper voices and they're like, hi, oh my God, how are you? It's so great to see you. You're amazing. He's always like, patient.
Right. No, I know.
He's like, there's
that.
A dark side. There's
those are people that always give me like a little like, I wonder what's going on there. Whenever they're overly positive or overly happy all the time.
It just doesn't exist in life. Like I would think, you know, we have moments where we are positive and we have moments where we're freaking miserable, but right. Like that's life.
Right. I mean, next week actually looks pretty explosive between, like you said, Louis' pajamas, Teresa telling Jackie to shut the fuck up, Margaret versus Danielle, then Joe and Melissa telling Teresa she's embarrassing and telling Lou to shut the F up. I think next week's going to be.
Well, good. I also need to say this. If Danielle is going to leave every confrontation and just do big
now,
things
you leave
herself,
my friend Danielle alone.
I'm well, sure listen, if she's really going her, but... to, then I'm going to put it on the record. Jackie should have her mojito back.
Okay,
it is
let's just take that back. Has she left other
She refuses situations? To get into the a situation. She's at this moment. She's trying. And Rachel,
I disagree because she walked up to Jackie and said, are you all right with this outfit? Like, I feel like she has done that. I think you're used to her doing that. And now all of a sudden she didn't get involved.
I don't know. I just think we're going to need, I feel like Rachel and Danielle are about to get into it, but I also, I didn't like the leaving thing. That bugged me. Like, if you're going to be that mad, it's one thing to say.
Well, Rachel left last episode or the episode before?
Yeah, I mean, Rachel
don't let that dog hit you. Yeah,
Rachel, we have to call you out a little bit from someone saying like, I don't need to get in the middle of things and I'm this and I'm that. You had a Finsta to watch other people's stuff.
We know your level of shadiness, girl.
Like, come on.
Don't try to pretend.
Fan thoughts. It's so obvious that Jackie is trying to be relevant, picking up on the new girl. You know, what else is she going to do?
I know. I hate seeing the siblings fighting.
Melissa is showing her true colors, playing the victim. I think they're all messed up. Every single one in that situation.
I know.
Have made major mistakes.
And then people are saying they're over Teresa not taking accountability.
Yeah, just say I don't want them there. I don't like them.
I like all these things people are complaining about because at the end of the day, that's what makes New Jersey so successful and so entertaining to watch. So
let's take a little break and we will come back and talk about Miami.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, so as we are back into Miami, it starts off with Kiki saying that she was a model and Lenny has been a cheater for years, which we already kind of discussed because we saw that in the trailer. But the part I loved was Larsa doing the work and sitting on the phone for 8 hours to get the restraining order dismissed, which I'm thinking, wow, Larsa's being a really good friend to Lisa. And then she,
I'm confused how she did that. Can you just call up, you know, and say, hey, by the way, this restraining order is bullshit. And these are the reasons why. Like,
but this is my favorite part. Like, she did it solely because she wants to eat at their favorite restaurants. It's like, but maybe she went to the same law school as Kim Kardashian and she knows this shit.
Maybe. When she said that, I'm like, wait, what? You're joking, right?
Cameron, just so for the record, would not sit on the phone for 8 hours for you to get any restraining order. I love you, but eight hours is a really long time.
I would.
You would sit for 8 hours?
I don't know. I don't think I have 8 hours to sit. I would have to have like a little ear thing in and headphone and go about my day.
But then it finishes off like they kind of send Kiki off pretty early.
But how about Lisa thinking that because she looked crazy with all the fillers last year, that could be potentially why Lenny cheated? That was sad. Heart.
Well, also, I wondered, didn't Lenny do the fillers or no?
Probably his office, I would imagine. But just to, like Andy asking, like, why did you go to the Halloween party? And I guess this is Lenny's like claim to fame here. He has this huge Halloween party and it's at the house she's living in. I don't think she had a choice.
Well, I mean, she had a choice to not attend, to let him have the party and not attend. That is for sure a choice. Well, but I think in her mind, still to this day, I don't think she's 100% reconciled on the fact that, like, they're over. Well, like, I think
boyfriend was there at the reunion.
I know, but I think allegedly he's done so much gaslighting of her throughout the years and made her feel so poor about herself.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
sure.
Like he stripped away that like confidence every time she said like she would get worried about another woman, he'd be like, what's wrong with you, blah blah blah, why are you so paranoid, did it like all of those things are like just common signs of, you know, but
I'm cheating.
But then Kiki leaves with her Burger King, and I'm gonna say this, Burger King needs to do a Burger Queen and like get
the housewives,
get Kiki on board, because I have to be honest, Burger King is not my favorite. Like if I was going to pick a burger to have,
don't be bashing Burger King. That was my first job.
Burger King?
For 2 years I worked at Burger King.
I worked at a pizza place, but it wasn't a chain. Does that make me a loser? It was just a one-off.
I used to come home smelling like French fries. Mom's like, oh.
I'm trying to imagine you flipping burgers. But well, like,
you know what? Burger King doesn't flip burgers. At the time, it had like this rotating, like this little, what's it called?
Oh, like the little, same like as a like belt, when toast like goes a belt, in.
Yeah, and like a like, toast goes in. And then it's like you just put the patties on there and it goes through and then it comes off and there's your burger.
Yeah, but okay. But I did. But now I need to know what your favorite burger.
I still know
burger.
How to make burger. You put a Whopper. You put mayo. You put lettuce. You put tomato, and then you put the patty on, and then you put the pickles on that, and you smash them together, and you fold it up.
Okay, but what's your favorite burger? I know you don't like fast food, but if you had to pick one,
In-N-Out,
mine too, or Shake Shack.
I've never been to Shake Shack. We don't have a lot of those. I think we have maybe one around here, or maybe none. I'm not sure. But yeah,
you have Shake Shack.
Do we?
I think. Oh no, you have Steak and Shake. Okay. Then we get to Alexia calls Anthony Antonia,
because he's being a chick. And then Nicole's face was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Because then she calls it out. She's like, Alexia comes in and she's trying to start a fight with him. And what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I mean, is Alexia a little delusional? I feel like she set up the story so different. Her story was completely different than the story that Nicole is telling. Like, she made it sound like he just was being a little bitch. Where she came in, like you said, wagging her finger, getting into her face, you're in a lot of trouble. Well, what do you want him to say?
Well, one of the things that she does say on Girls Trip is that they are the OGs because they're the longest ones around.
Who said that?
Alexia.
And Marisol.
I'm like, I don't really think it works like that. But I do think that Alexia,
I mean, they're the OGs of their show.
Yeah, sure. No, she was like, it's the longest running. We're the first ones to ever make a comeback and blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing.
You were the first one to be fired too. So don't be taking so much pride in that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Larsa did call Anthony a bitch.
I know.
So far he's been Antonia and Larsa calling him a bitch. Well, then we get into Marisol. And Marisol says she would never believe Julia would use bad juju, but Adriana would cause. She's Brazilian. They're brujas. I felt bad for Adriana most of this episode. I feel like she's like a man on an island by herself.
Adriana?
Like, yeah. I mean,
well, first of all, I think she does a lot of it to herself.
Hold on, but while we're there talking about Adriana doing a lot to herself, can I read the letter that she handed to Andy, which I thought was going to be coming from an actual person?
Me too. Even okay. Afterwards, I'm like, wait, is this from a real person?
So good. Okay. Dear Adriana, I'm writing to tell you I'm being abused. That's right. I'm abused every day and night, and sometimes afternoons too. The culprit of this abuse is Marisol. She disregards her well-being and therefore mine as well. I believe she's not a bad person, but she's unwell and needs intervention from a friend who doesn't enable her and understands that glorifying alcoholism is not funny to me. I'm afraid I can become chopped liver for saying this, but if it continues with her excessive drinking, I'm afraid she might kill me in the end. Please help. Sincerely, Marisol.
False liver. I think that is right up there with a mirror on the wall.
Yeah. I mean.
But then the girls, like, I don't think one of them laughed, right?
One of them laughed.
I don't know what it is with Adriana. It's like her delivery is not that great.
It's because she's a tryhard. Because if she was in with anybody other than Julia, I feel like she'd be okay.
And even Julia's like, yeah, that wasn't cool.
No, Julia wasn't having it. Then Adriana gives Marisol AA meetings near her house. That was taking it a step too far.
Okay. Yeah. That's like a step too far. It's just like when she gets herself out of shit, she just shovels it right back in.
But also Adriana, and when she starts fighting with Alexia and Marisol, Andy was mad at that point.
I know. Is that when Alexia was saying, you're a fraud, you're fake?
And they were just yelling over and like, keep my family's name out of your mouth. And then finally he's like, hey, enough.
He was getting annoyed, but there was a lot of talking over each other constantly.
And also at this point, it's the same shit over and over again.
I know. I zone out. As if you're when they're screaming over each other, it's like, it's too much. Yeah.
Like, here's my only complaint.
Only?
I mean, I have a lot of complaints always, yeah. But okay. I think that if we start to really understand these women a little deeper, like, and start to get through all this fluff, then maybe like the same dumb fights won't happen over and over again, but they'll have to open up a little more. But I've written my own letter to Marisol.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Okay, it's not quite as long, but dear Marisol, put the bedazzler down. Love
the twats.
All of the tumblers on Amazon and the twats. Stop. You don't understand. There's more bedazzled drinks on girls' trip.
Oh, is there? Well, I got to say, she's either coming out with a bedazzled cup or something, because that's the way you do it. You show it till people get annoyed with it. And then you're like, oh, here's my new line.
Here's my new line.
But you know what? Some of the girls did come to Adriana's defense when they started talking about her bruised foot and she was in a wheelchair. I think it was Nicole that said, like, you know, the grounds were so big that she wouldn't be able to walk on it. And so that's why she needed a wheelchair. But Adriana trying to explain her analogy about Frankie was a no-go.
She should have just apologized.
Just apologize. Don't explain. That's the thing. It's like she apologizes and then she has a way of making it all about herself and turning it around.
She doesn't know how to just apologize. But I mean, in that same token, I'm not sure that Alexia knows how to either.
Right.
But question, do you think that it is fair game that Adriana sent that letter to, you know, from the liver? Because Marisol has made drinking her personality this season.
She has, but she's also come out and said that she's coming out with a drinking line or alcohol line. So if that's the case, she did a great job branding herself.
But what about when, kind of at the end, when they pretend that Larsa and Nicole agree to start at zero? I'm like, I don't believe it. Not for one second.
Well, Andy was all excited about it, you know, and then Andy asked, can you say one nice thing about the season? And Adriana was her music. Gertie was, helped her open her eyes to working too much. Julia's, you know, Martina's cancer put life in perspective. Nicole, her journey with her dad. And then Lisa, she's happy she figured out Lenny was a cheater. And then they got their Bahama Mamas and they toasted.
Alexia said getting Frankie to the Demoya Foundation, which is true.
Yeah, that was something nice
that Alexia said. She said Bravo did open up that opportunity to her because the Demoya Foundation reached out to her to work with them after their last season. And I felt like that is a huge thing, especially when they go back and they show the clips of him being like, no, he's never been an Uber. He's never done any of those things.
Yeah.
I do wonder, Gertie was barely in this reunion.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. What? Okay, so now the season's over.
He gave Gertie some props because she was, and I did like that he said, you know, you're in not Bridal magazine, but whatever magazine it is, you know, were the top wedding. And she was like, no, I'm one of many. I do like her humility, like being humble.
Well, that's what a normal headed person would say. Like, no, you know, like
there's 20 of us or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got like woman of the year and it was a bunch of girls. It wasn't just me. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you don't say that, then you're like, oh my God, you're so full of yourself.
Yeah. Which I like Gertie.
It shows her character for sure.
It shows her character. Yeah. That quote right there, I was like, okay, I like her. But I also wonder where she goes from here. Is she going to get in the mix and start?
Who's the weakest link? Who's the weakest link?
Well, I think there's two different things. I think there's Adriana, who is at this point has no friendships inside the cast other than Julia.
Yeah. I think they should all come back. I think it's a good cast. I think probably bring in one other person.
But I think they also, I'm confused because they had Kiki come in and out, but Marisol and Adriana stayed the entire time.
Oh, you're right.
They're all three friends.
Well, I think that Kiki probably doesn't have a friend role. I think she's just somebody that pops in.
But she's at every event. She has to have a friend role, right? There's
different contracts.
Yeah, like, I know. You think she's just a pay or play?
Play by pay.
Also, I want to know who her ex-husband is. I want to see her kid.
But we don't know that much about her.
That's what I mean. Like, I feel like Kiki could give more if they gave us more of Kiki.
Or not. I don't know. I feel like sometimes there's a little loss in translation. Like she says things and she's almost like comic relief because she'll come in and say things that you're like,
but if you think about it, really just say that she kind of was the one that narrated the entire season.
What do you mean?
Like her confessionals, like her and Marisol are pretty much 90% of the confessionals.
Yeah, you're right.
Because she's like telling things as it is. But yeah.
We don't have any fan thoughts because this aired this morning. So
now we're down to one housewife show. So we have housewife show. Then we also have the Ultimate Girls Trip that we will review
and
weekly.
People
as well.
Have been asking if we will start recapping Vanderpump Rules from here on out.
I mean, I kind of want to. I'm a little obsessed.
Well, I am about to head out because my mom gets into town today.
Is she staying with you?
She's staying with me. But you know, she's had all those medical issues.
Yeah. How's she doing?
Well, I mean, I don't know that I'm like fully mentally prepared because I haven't seen her. You know, we've obviously like I know, pay for the nursing and all that different stuff. But my sister was like, Teddy, I just need you to like be prepared. Like when she arrives, it's different than the last time you saw her. She's got all of her stuff with her eyes and everything like that. And she can't.
How long is she staying?
She's going to stay this weekend while we're gone.
Is she able to fly by herself?
No, we have, I mean, they have like wheelchairs and, you know, whatever TSA can, she has an aide and then somebody's going to be inside the airport waiting for her. But she came into town because it's grandparents' day at school tomorrow.
Wow.
So she's going to go to that.
That's kind of a big deal though that she's.
She can do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I haven't seen her in a while.
Has she seen your house?
Seen my house. Yeah, she saw it when we first got it. She'll be here and then she'll stay a couple extra days because I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend with you. So then we'll see her at the beginning of next week and all her family.
What are you wearing in Vegas? Dress?
I think I'm going to wear just like a leather like dress like an Allison Olivia but I'm wearing like boots, like combat boots.
Okay.
I cannot be uncomfortable. I cannot do it.
Well, I have my comfortable heels and my not so comfortable heels. I know you hate my YSL tributes, but I'm telling you, a lot of housewives wear them and there's a reason why. They are so comfortable. I can run in them, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm wearing.
I know. Well, the first podcast is at 4 p.m. at the Wynn. So I think I'm going to go cozy.
Yeah, if you're at the Wynn, come by and say hi to us.
Come by and say hi to the twats.
Yeah, get a ticket to the concert if it's not sold out.
I know you should. And then you'll see us double. You may even see us perform.
I better start looking up the lyrics to.
You better figure it out. A little ditty. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.